Welcome to the HIMSS Physician eMentor podcast series. I'm your host, Ben Garrett. Today, our guest is Dr. Michael Brody, DPM, who is clinical instructor and staff podiatrist at the Veterans Administration Medical Center in Northport, New York. He has also been in private practice since 1988. Dr. Brody has extensive background in healthcare IT, including serving on the New York eHealth Collaborative, as well as Standards and Interoperability Framework for ONC, the EHR Workgroup for HL7, among many other contributions in IT. For HIMSS, he has worked with the Meaningful Use Center of Excellence and the Ambulatory Workgroup since 2011, and has served on the Physicians Committee since last year. Dr. Brody, thanks for joining us today. Let's look back at your career to put where you are now in perspective. What was your first job, and how did it influence what you are doing now?
Well, my first job that involved IT was working with a radio station. I developed software that tracked sales in the local record stores of albums and singles, and also tracked requests coming on the request line to try and determine what songs were hot and what were not for the program director to try and determine what the playlist would be. And that's really where I got involved in informatics, utilizing data, collecting data to try to make informed decisions moving forward. And I've always looked at computers as a tool to collect data, analyze it, and make an informed decision.
Dr. Brody, are there guidelines to follow in a physician's career to transition to both informatics and a leadership position?
That's really hard to say. With it being a new field, everyone has to find their own way. I did it in a very non-traditional way, as probably most physicians who are in informatics. I had a knowledge of computers, a passion for information and informatics, and basically married the two. But I did not have any official training in informatics. I did not go for a master's in informatics. I simply started doing it, started attending meetings, meeting people, shaking hands, networking, and ended up really transitioning from a patient care role to more of an informatics role. So I'm still involved in patient care because I need to understand how the informatics impacts where the rubber meets the road, where the doctor actually treats the patient. So I will never be giving up direct patient care, but I am involved heavily in informatics a number of days a week.
Does informatics really improve patient care?
In my opinion, it absolutely can, which is why I have a passion for it. I feel the more information you have, the more ability you have to understand what you're doing, look at how it's affecting outcomes, and then make determinations as to which treatment plans are most effective and which ones are least effective, and modify the approach you have to treating a number of various pathologies.
Dr. Brody, do physicians in leadership positions in informatics need training beyond their medical backgrounds, such as business, IT, communications, or other areas?
Well, my training was really self-taught. I went and I did a lot of research, a lot of reading. I had a background in computers already, so I did not go back for an MBA. But you can either choose to self-teach and actually start doing it and using the technologies that's there and getting involved in various organizations such as the SNI framework, HL7, et cetera, to see how it works and how people are utilizing it. Or you can go back to get an advanced degree in informatics. Each person has to find a method that works best for them.
What recommendations would you offer to physicians who want to learn more about informatics?
Well, a good place to learn more about informatics is really to start looking online and start looking and seeing what's there. There are a number of resources online where you can learn more about what's happening in healthcare and the changes that are happening. HIMSS has a wealth of resources and self-training courses where you can learn more about informatics. They have courses that are live at the HIMSS meeting. And actually, if you're really interested in informatics, the HIMSS meeting, and I believe next year's meeting is in Las Vegas, is a great place to start. It would be like drinking from a fire hydrant with so much information, but it's a great way to jump in head first and learn more about it and see if this really meets your needs and if you have a passion for it. And if you do, then from that meeting, it's be a great springboard to move forward and see what other resources you can take advantage of.
Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Brody. I know all of our listeners really appreciate your insights into the physician informatics area. If you'd like to learn more about physician informatics and the HIMSS Physician eMentor program, look on the HIMSS website at www.hims.org. It's brought to you from HIMSS Professional Development Career Services. To find it, click on Professional Development and then click on Career Services. Thanks for joining us today.